And we're going to go right now to Jay, who is in Alabama, with a very common question about garbage disposals as well as septic tanks. Jay, welcome to today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. I look forward to Danny's opinion on this.
All righty.
My question is about you. Is it safe to use a garbage disposal on a septic tank system?
All right. Well, you know, this is something that one of those little controversial subjects, you know, that some people say, no problem, I've done it forever. What do you think, Joe? I mean, you and I have talked about this before.
Yep.
I've had septic tank systems in homes before. You currently have one. A lot of times what Joe will do is he will give you the industry standards of what the industry says, then he'll give you his opinion. So, Joe, go ahead and give us both of those opinions, will you?
Okay. Well, first, Jay, yeah, I currently live with a septic tank and a septic system. And there was at one point you never would put in a garbage disposal. And the reason that it's not recommended is that it's adding more solid waste to the tank than you would ordinarily have if it was just household waste going through. So you're adding more sludge to the tank, and the bacteria in the tank that breaks it down can't keep up. And so then you run into problems with that. And plus, of course, you have to pump it out more often. But the manufacturers, InSinkErator, specifically the largest manufacturer of garbage disposals, came out with a garbage disposal specifically designed. It's called the Septic Assist, I think it's called. And it has enzyme-producing microorganisms that it injects into the line every time you turn on the disposal. And what that's supposed to do,
wow,
of course, is help break it down more quickly. So if you go into InSinkErator and check that out, I think it's called the Evolution line. And there's one specifically that has this. Now, it is a cartridge that costs about $20. They last maybe 3 or 4 months. Because you might wonder, well, where does all this microorganism coming from? Well, it comes from this little cartridge that you plug into the side of the disposal. So if you're going to do it, I would recommend not doing it. But if you're going to do it, I would highly recommend getting one of these specifically designed for a septic system.
Okay. Does the fact that we only have a 2-member family have any impact on your opinion at all?
Well, I mean, you certainly would be producing less waste than a 10-member family. But how many bedrooms in your house?
We have 4.
Okay, so you probably have a 1,250-gallon tank, which is a pretty big tank for 2 people. In fact, that's exactly what we have here, just my wife and I. And
The
four-bedroom house typically requires a 1,250-gallon tank. But, I mean, I don't know. I guess there's no real harm. If it doesn't work, you can just remove it and not use it, but you'll have to be really diligent about pumping your tank out more often than you ordinarily would.
Now, on the other side, now I've heard of people, including I have a house that bought a house when I was 21 years old, and I had that thing for years and years and years, and on a septic tank until it got hooked up to city sewage. It probably was 21 or 22 years before it was ever pumped, garbage disposal being used all the time. So, you know, it may affect it, it may not, but good advice on the InSinkErator thing. Now, my producer Brandon just tells me, Jay, that you're an old friend of mine.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
I have not seen Jay in 45 or 44 years. Wow, that's hard to even say that.
Wow.
But
every 40 years, Jay's going to call Danny and see how he's doing.
well, how you been? How's the world treating you?
I've been doing quite well. Retired last year, and just enjoying living.
Great.
Good for you.
And glad to see you're doing well.
Well,
enjoyed the show, and I've sent several questions to you, got good answers too, watched some videos. Kitchen Backsplash was real helpful to me. Good information.
Oh, well, that's great, man. And of course, you need to tell Denise I said hello. Denise and I dated a lot back in high school. That's all I can say. And
then she wised up.
She was a very, very special person. She was really good. Make sure you tell her hello. And Jay, pick up the phone and call us anytime. I'm so glad you were part of the show today.
Thank you, Danny. I appreciate it.
Okay, you take care.
From an old friend.
Yeah, I was. He's. I understand is quite a jokester too. So I think he let us off easy there.
He could have probably did.
But a great family and a wonderful family there, and wonderful sister as well. So.